Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome back, folks. We've been communicating with the Helena Moreno incoming administration, and we thought it was a good idea to begin to introduce a number of the folks that are going to be in key positions in the incoming administration to you. We've been a little bit delayed because of deficit gate, budget gate, banner gate, veto gate, but we're here, and they asked for a volunteer, and Renee Laparolari said that she was willing to come on first. So you're the first victim, Renee. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Thanks for having me, Noel. Happy to be here.
Everyone else took a step back, and Renee was the only one standing there, right? So, Renee, if you would, introduce yourself to my listening audience. Tell them a little bit about you.
Okay, so I grew up in St. John Parish. I'm very proud of that. My mother's from uptown. My dad's from out there. But I've been in the city over 30 years, graduated from Loyola with a communications degree. And not long after that, went through the Institute of Politics. And I've been hooked ever since.
Yeah, that happened to a lot of folks that went through IOP, right?
Yes.
So you will be the deputy mayor for external affairs. If you would, explain to our audience what that means.
Sure. In addition to executive office logistics, the scheduling and the mayor's movement and coordinating with different departments for what she needs every day. That includes the Office of Community Engagement, so neighborhood associations and organizations, civic organizations and groups, cultural organizations, faith-based. Basically, any organization that we can have outreach with. It covers all of that, external affairs, literally.
Yeah.
And I'll be working closely with the chief of staff who has, government relations and communications. We're already working closely together, and there'll be a lot of synergy there as well.
And that's important because each one of those identified groups that you just articulated have their own infrastructure in place. And a lot of times it's a lot easier to get that information out, penetrate the neighborhoods to get folks to know exactly what's happening with whatever challenge may be presenting itself or otherwise, right?
That's exactly right. And something, and I did manage Helena's campaign. I was honored to do so. And definitely something that I heard from people, I was with her a lot at different events, is their experience with her as a legislator, a state legislator, as well as a council member, is she was kind of often their last stop. They called 311, they met with a disappropriate person. But with Helena, I heard them say over and over that they felt heard, and maybe she couldn't deliver every single thing people needed, but they got a response. They felt heard. And she fought for many, many people, as was illustrated in the campaign through, testimonials from so many folks. you have a back through in my role as well, you know, is for people to feel heard and responded to, and just let them know what's going on and take their issues and concerns in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
You have a reputation, I hear it a lot, about being very organized and understanding, you know, what lanes people travel in and how to get things done. And it seems to me that you were a great choice for this particular position, because that seems to be some of the breakdowns of what you just described, you know, of what has gone on in the culture of the city for a number of years.
Yes, I agree. I've just coming off of the campaign with Helena for 11 months. I started with her in January. It's just really been the perfect training ground for transitioning into this position, because I feel like it is an extension of what we've done for the past year, or as far as my integration with her style of leadership, right? So...
How would you best describe her style of leadership?
Well, she educates herself on issues. She knows a whole lot about a lot of things. If there's something she doesn't know, she's going to get to the bottom of it. She loves a lot of detail. She likes to be informed when approaching, you know, any issue. And she's determined. She's a fighter. She doesn't give up. So it's very inspirational. Very inspirational. A great, great example for, you know, for the administration, for everyone that'll serve in the administration.
Renee, I had hoped that, you know, there's probably multiple levels of this transition that's going on, and I understand that at some levels things have gone well, but at other levels, obviously, what's out in the public, not so well. Anything so far about this transition that's really surprised you?
Well, that there's this energy and enthusiasm, despite the level we're at right now with city services, people do believe that there will be a change, and Helena is a change agent. So it's actually people who are serving. There are over roughly 300 people serving on the transition committee. I know many of them, and I've recently met some of them, but they're really enjoying serving. And what I think is unique, from what I can remember, I've only served on one transition team before, but we're going to go into the first 100 days. The committee's going to work into the first 100 days. I heard Helena say that she doesn't want department heads to come in on January 12th and just be handed a transition report, right? So people, the department heads and the deputy mayors, we get to interact and interface, rather, with this community engagement phase of the transition that will be rolled out pretty soon, but again, we'll work into the first 100 days of her administration. So I think that's different.
Yeah. You know, when I had Helena on the show talking about the transition, you know, about the budget that she was putting forward, I happened to go to lunch at a restaurant in Metairie right afterwards, and I was stopped by several people. And there was one lady that said, you know, I don't understand how we got in such a bad financial position. She says, I'd love to figure out a way for me to volunteer to help. She goes, I'll mop the floors in City Hall. That's exactly what she said. You know, it just, wow. it blew me away, you know, of the hope that folks have with the incoming administration. And of course, you know, the challenge with that, you got to manage and massage it very carefully, right? But it is encouraging that as we've come off this like 3 or 4 months of not really a whole lot of good news and a lot of friction.
Yeah, you know, we met people in the campaign. I can think of a good handful of very committed volunteers, and these aren't people that own businesses and that's their interest in seeing, you know, New Orleans succeed. These are everyday people that gave a lot of time to the campaign, and they're like, they love the city. That's why they did it. They love the city. Maybe grew up here, but it doesn't matter. It's because it's important to the region, and they recognize that, and they gave a lot of their time, and they're like, oh, I wish I could vote for her. So we met folks like that, too, during the campaign.
So for you, in the first 100 days, what do you hope to be able to accomplish? I mean, I know everybody's thinking about, you know, I'm not a big 100 day kind of person because I never really liked it, but you know, everybody kind of thinks about the first 3 months, what they're going to do, how you're going to go about doing it. What is your mindset right now as you approach that?
Well, especially as I look at the community engagement piece, are there things, you know, low-hanging fruit can mean a lot to a neighborhood, right? I know Helena talked about streetlights and traffic lights and all of those things. So I'm going to be looking for that on the community engagement piece. And, I mean, it could be something as simple as communications itself. I really haven't gotten into it. I'm going to meet with the staff. We're bringing on some staff. But I would love to be able to deliver things that are, you know, some really low-hanging fruit. And I imagine there are things there. Just little nuisances or anything that we can do to improve things for, you know. And I'm talking about neighborhood associations now, but there could be organizations, you know, on how to access and interact with city services.
Renee, if you get streetlights in neighborhoods, they're going to think you're the second coming of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you right now. I mean, you're so right. I mean, I know you're kind of downplaying it right now, but I mean, the reality is the low-hanging fruit is so obvious, right? And it reveals itself in many different ways. But the expectations of the public sometimes are fairly simplistic, right? Street lights at work, traffic signal lights at work, you know, maybe a pothole or two getting filled.
Exactly. And we dealt with this in the campaign. There is still obviously the expectation for, you know, streets to drain and, you know, all that doesn't negate any of that. People expect that as well. But again, there are other, you know, day-to-day things that they do and should expect to get done.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we really appreciate you spending time with us today. Thank you so much. And, you know, we're going to have other folks in the deputy mayor position starting there, coming on, revealing themselves to our listening audience. There's a sense of curiosity out there. You know, people want to know who Renee Laparolari is. I've had opportunities to meet you and have known you for a number of years. And I know you worked with my wife at one time and a lot of respect there she has for you and what you've accomplished. And we wish you the best and look forward to hearing from you in the future and hope that you have a quiet maybe, or take a few days to relax during the holiday season. I said that to Helena the other day. I said, you better find a few days to relax because you're not going to have many after the first of the year. So.
Well, thank you. Best to you. I was going to ask about her. Merry Christmas to you all and to all the listeners.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and have a great holiday season. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.